I'm here.
You don't sound thrilled.
No, I don't
Well, don't feel like
know.
the Lone
Few things
Ranger.
for me. So I'm up, right?
Yep.
Okay. So what I'm here to talk to you about tonight is it's time for the renewal of the contract for my recording system. We've had Profile, GovOS, and Suzanne started that in about 2017, 18. I'm going to say it's not that I'm unhappy with the system so much. I am more unhappy with the fact that Cofile GovOS has now moved out of Vermont. They had a facility in Essex Junction. They could do a lot of stuff for us here. That no longer is the case. They're interested in big fish. We are not a big fish. We are not even as a state a big fish. Most of the state is now with a company called Koch System. And I would like to switch from GovOS Cofile. Cofile sold part of it, and no one seems to know what the other half does. And they don't talk to each other. And I am missing 8 years, 8 years of images. This goes back to when Suzanne was here. And I finally have got them so that they have found these 8 years of images. There's something, because for months they were just saying, oh, they're gone. They're gone. But yes, they have found it. They have proven to me that yes, they do have them. I am now trying to get them to upload them to the system. I heard from them today. They said at least 45 days, and maybe then they'll go on. So that's not making me overly happy with them either. I have researchers calling, complaining that they can't get into the system. They can't pay through the portal, and I can't help them with that. Switching to a system that everybody else uses and everyone else likes better, I think is the way to go. The issue is the upfront hit of $20,000, which, while we're spinning our heads on that one, and I'm with you, I have more than that, and I did ask Darcy this afternoon for some figures, but I think last year at this time I had $46,000 in my restoration account, which grows every year. I'd happily take it out of that. To do this, the monthly fee, just so you have a clue of once we bite that bullet, there is still the monthly fee, which is $315 all in. Cofile is going, I'm paying $385 now. It is going up to $457.38. So that's a pretty good jump. Cofile. They every image someone takes from that system, they get dinged $3.50 a page, which is a lot. COTS gives you a little flexibility. They take a buck. Most towns take a buck, and I've got feelers out to find out if everyone takes a buck. We can change that. We can up it a little bit. But I think when I'm watching my service and the quality of my service diminish with Profile. I mean, I would call them up and just say, this is Danny, and they all knew me. Now the turnover, I talk to somebody different all the time. It's just not the same as it was, but we're just too small. The whole state is just too small for them. So I think I think for people who are dealing with the town, it's just a wiser move at this point. I'm not looking forward to learning a new system, but I think in the long run, it's going to be better kind of for everybody.
So what you're asking us is to take 20,000 out of your records restoration capital reserve and
I
pay the
think.
one-time cost. It looked like you have 40. If this number on the list we got was right, looks like you got
Okay.
46,174.62.
Okay.
So
Then thank you. I have plenty.
we
Yeah.
have money.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be, and I'm still waiting for the last kind of tweaking, but I believe it's 20,715 in that ballpark. But if we stay with this company for years, the change in what per year that they're per month that they're charging is going to make a big dent in it. And if people that use the system are happier with it, then I'm happy with it, because I don't like getting calls saying I can't get into it. That doesn't make me feel very good either.
Sounds to me like you're talking like $1,400 a year right now in the savings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
doesn't want to save right now.
I don't mind saving.
Yeah, now as time goes, you know, everything goes up, but I think Co-File is going to go up at a bigger chunk, and maybe to get rid of some of the smaller towns. Who knows at this point? But
my only question is, are we going to be able to make sure we have them images?
Well, that's what I'm going to talk to, really, and trying to get a hold of this woman. That's like, oh, she always writes back. I write to her and say, where is it going? Where are we? Oh, I was thinking of you today. That she thinks of me constantly. She just doesn't email me. So I'm going to make sure that that's going to work well. The guy I work with at Co-File is very nice, but he's told me, you know, GovOS, you know, they're not interested in small potatoes. You know, they've broken into the system and into the whole world of recordings, and now they're just going after the bigger fish than we are. He's been great. He's very responsive. In fact, I just talked to him a few minutes ago just to make sure I was reading the contract right. And in fact, their contract, which they sent to me, has last year's dates on it. That's how careful they're being.
And when does our contract with what we have run out?
It ends next month, but in talking to them, they will go by a month to month for a few months. That's not an unheard of thing.
I just would like to make sure we get all our...
Oh, Lord, I'm not doing anything without those 8 years, you know. But I also don't want them to hold us hostage. Right. You know, that to hold us hostage. And right. You know, I would say push come to shove, maybe a letter from the town lawyer saying, you know, do something about it. This has actually started during COVID. Suzanne, they came and took the books from the vault, took them up to Middlesex, scanned them all, brought them back, and then never uploaded them, and then said to me, well, we can't find them. We don't know where the scans went. So that didn't make it happen.
So the biggest thing is compatibility, if you can get what you have already.
They've already looked at it. I've had COTSIS been here. They've looked at my system. The only new equipment I will need is a different kind of scanner, which I'm understanding is a fraction of the size of the scanner I have currently, which, you know, any inch in my office is looked at, you know, with great joy to have another couple inches. But I'm getting a new computer anyway. That's on in my budget for this year. Not that they said what I have is compatible. So everything will flow. They know how to make it flow. It's just those 8 years that, you know, come hell or high water, we're going to have.
What's your pleasure, folks? I think we should do it.
Yeah,
it sounds almost like
a motion. A form of a motion, and
we make the motion and we change this. Change the.
Do you need some specifics?
We need to come out
and who to?
Mr. Question. Go ahead. You ask your question first.
Well, I mean, in the motion, do you need the dollar amount and the? You called it. What?
Can we make it like not to exceed $25,000?
Okay.
That we would cover anything that I'm.
Rich is making the motion not to exceed $25,000 coming out of your reserve account the initial system and the monthly.
No, just the initial. Just initial.
For the initial system from, did you call it?
COTT.
COTT.
System.
That sounds like Rich's motion.
I'll second that.
Nice job, Rich. Okay. Everybody understand what we're doing?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I apologize. You're okay. Don't apologize.
We'll fill you in.
Okay.
So much fun.
From their records restoration, capital reserve.
Restoration.
Yeah. Capital reserves.
Yep.
One more time. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Done and done. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's unanimous.
Okay. Michael Phil, yeah.
I need a little
bit. Yeah, picked right up on that. Okay. Rutland Regional. How do?
That's me.
I haven't seen you since Benson, I don't think.
Yeah, a couple of days ago. So Maggie O'Brien, you might recall I was here earlier this calendar year to promote the kickoff of our regional plan update. We are now in phase two of our community engagement, which we call Report Back. So this engagement really has two purposes, one being to seek our community's reaction on the input that we thought we heard from you guys in phase one, which was earlier in the calendar year, and then to seek a reaction on the draft policies that came out of the input that was given to us in phase one. So just as a quick review for those of you who might not remember, the Rutland Regional Plan is an 8-year comprehensive plan meant to guide community economic development. And so community economic development is essentially just a way of saying economic development that balances other priorities like the environment. The environment, I'm blanking. But so the phase one was from January to April, and we had over, let's see. So we had presentations in all of our 27 towns. We had 21 pop-up events, where we literally had a table that we popped up at and had information about a plan update, looking to seek reactions. We also had 5 community houses, and for our survey, we had over 1,200 responses, which was well over our goal of 1,000, so that was good to have. This time, the net reach that we're going for is a little bit smaller, because now that we have those broad range of responses, we're kind of more in the refining process. So we're still doing 27 presentations in all our towns. The pop-up numbers are much less. So it's closer to, I think, 11, no, 5 even. So 5 pop-ups, which one of your board members saw me at Benson for mine. And so, let's see. So we have another survey, which it's a little different from the first survey. It lists all of the draft policies that we have for each of our chapters and kind of asks for a general reaction on if these policies are headed in the right direction based on what we told you. And is there anything missing that we should be considering at this point? Because we're at about the midpoint of the regional plan update at this point, and changing the policies after this period of time is going to be much more difficult. So now is the time to get that input. So again, looking to see if there's agreement with key takeaways of how our input influenced, how your input influenced the policies, and then if there's anything missing that we should consider at this point. So we still have our landing page open. That's rutlandrpc.org/plan2026. That's where you can find updated information about where we are in the plan development process, as well as the survey itself. We are also having what we're calling a hybrid feedback session on October 30th at our office at 16 Evelyn Street in Rutland. So this is where each of the chapter authors talk about the policies for their chapter and explain how the input shaped those policies, and then we get a live reaction from the participants that are present. So you can do it either in person or virtual, as hybrid suggests. And so we would really like to hear from you guys on this. And as part of this, I have packets to hand to the select board that have the policies, draft policies listed for each of the chapters. Obviously, you don't have to read it tonight. It's a lot of text. But just sit with it and think about it. And we would like to hear your input either via the survey or if you decide to attend the hybrid feedback session. Just to make sure that we're really going in the right direction and reflecting what our region wants to see moving forward. So,
yeah. And just a comment: is this the same as the email we had with the survey, where you take the phase two survey? I got an email from Rutland Regional Planning Commission with all the policies, and they wanted comments on each of the policies.
Yeah, it sounds.
Is that, if that's from one?
Yep.
I thought I saw that you did take a lot of feedback from phase one. I saw it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's good. They have one. When they sent an email, it's really pretty painless, and it didn't take that long to take the survey.
Yeah, it's pretty short. I mean, the reading is probably going to take the most time. So. And so I will pan these out to you guys so you can take a closer look. There's also a little slip with the QR code if you want to go to the website directly. Settle on, please, Duke.
So you just make sure they get it.
And a couple of extras for the town office. And then the last thing I want to plug while I'm here, so Fairhaven just kicked off their local hazard mitigation plan update. And as part of that, we are borrowing from our regional plan update and utilizing some community engagement strategies. So we also have a survey for the risk assessment portion of the plan, just getting people's general reactions on what hazards they think are of highest risk to the towns and what assets are most vulnerable. We're about halfway through the survey period and we have one response so far.
I responded to one of those.
So
that might be the one
it might be, yeah, it might be yours. So I just want to kind of plug that to the select board. If you could spread the word about that so we could get as much input from the community as possible to really help shape our risk assessment, which we're conducting next Friday. That would be good. And the website for that is tinyurl.com/Fairhaven.
tinyurl.com.
Yes, it's just a way to make a domain name shorter, essentially. So tinyurl.com/Fairhaven-LHMP25. There's a posting on the town's Facebook about this. I'm also placing a couple of these posters around town if you would rather get the website from that. But we'd love to have more input on that so we can actually use the results effectively.
And didn't you send an email on that as well?
Yes, my colleague Greg did.
I was going to say, because they did both of them at the same time.
Yeah, it's just the way it ended up working out.
But it was, I thought of you, Bob, because of the cold weather and wanting to have shelter and all that good stuff. Thought I needed a little more
help. I guess I better respond.
We'd appreciate it. Any questions?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
Cindy has decided to stay till lunch.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's wonderful. So, good evening.
Okay, so. I bet they're still on. Happy that we're moving right along.
Yeah. Solar project and setback, Dave Hazel.
Yes, thank you very much for having us tonight. We are here to essentially introduce us, myself, Dave Hazel with Greenpoint, and also Reed Wills, who's going to provide a brief update on our project and our ask with the setback agreement.
Yeah, hi. So just wanted to thank you for the opportunity to speak for Greenpoint Solar has three projects that are going in Vermont right now. We're quite far along at Shaftesbury. We've actually gone through the whole Public Utility Commission process. We started in May of 2023 and had hearings this summer. We expect a decision there coming out in the next couple of months. The process, you all may be familiar with it, or otherwise I'll do the best I can to answer questions, but it involves all state agencies and obviously the town and residents in the town. There's a lot of different venues for people to participate. There will be, with this project, a open house at which the PUC presides. Usually before that, they'll make public information sessions to give a little background on the project, and then people are invited to come up and speak. There's usually a site walk where everybody gets to go and see exactly where everything's going to go, and there'll be maps provided, and things of that nature. And then the PC does a nice job of having an online platform, so it's easy for people to register. They have letters, comments, things of that nature. We've got quite a bit of traffic at Shaftesbury. I think we've managed it pretty effectively. So far, we have now filed our 248 petition for this particular project in the town of Fairhaven. There has been no public comment so far that have been made on the project. So we see that as, you know, positive, but also it's early, and as people learn about it, we're probably going to get more feedback. We're happy to take it. One of the things we're very proud of, all the agencies get involved, all the agencies are allowed to comment on what our plan is, as will the Rutland Regional Planning Commission. And what is our goal and what we achieved in Shaftesbury is to enter into agreements. There we entered into an agreement with the town of Shaftesbury and with all of the agencies that had a stake in our process, whether it's historic preservation, natural resources, ag markets. We have a working agreement with that. All of this information is all out there in the public domain. So that's our goal. It's a very interactive process. And we know this is, you know, very early for all of you, but you know, the information will be is not only online, but will be presented in these public forums that I think, you know, make it easy and accessible, not only for this board, but be it your planning commission, other residents of interest. There's good platforms for that. So, you know, we really appreciate how the town has worked with us. That's mostly been with Joe, also with the zoning administrator, who is
Phil Adams.
So we actually did a little subdivision down there. I think some of you may be aware. Green Mountain Power has done a 45-day notice saying they're going to upgrade, move their substation. They actually came to us and said, we'd like to do that in cooperation with your project. So we've been working very closely with them for the last couple of years. And that's property that's right on Route 4. It's part of Bischoff's property. We actually have gotten a subdivision approved, and we're going to be taking title to that at some point in the next 60 days. So that land will come over from Bischoff to GMP and Freepoint, and you know, it'll be just another indicator that both these projects are moving forward. So if there's anything I can address, we have asked for some relief on setback. We just talked with Joe about a host town agreement, which is what we did with the town of Shaftesbury. At the appropriate time, we'll come back and have that discussion. We talked about doing improvements. We've requested us to, and it gets a little confusing, Airport Road, Munger Road, and it, you know, where one stops and one ends is. It's a little confusing, but in any event, we've agreed to do some improvements down there. One ask we had was just to do those improvements if we get some relief on the setback. And that, I believe, has been put on your agenda. So that, you know, we don't want to take up a lot of your time. We got a very full agenda, but, you know, it's a privilege to be here. It's been very cooperative spirit with the town, and we look forward to moving forward in that way.
Questions?
I just have one. What's the need for the setback? Can't you go towards
Mudbrook?
Yeah, well, it would be
that's
the mud out back there.
Okay, that's the squeeze. There's the road okay. Here, Mudbrook is here,
yep.
So there's kind of nowhere to go. So it's been helpful. You know, you may not be surprised, but we had a whole bunch of people out there taking very small holes for the Department of Historic Preservation. So, you know, we spent a lot of time and effort to reach out for one triangular object that is not historical significance, but enough to prompt more digging. So we have no fly zones, in effect, that are out there. So this would be a surprise. And, you know, there's some critters, there's grass and bird, and there's other types of things that is all part of the development process, not only in Vermont, but we do a lot of business in New York as well, pretty similar. So anyhow, that's the squeeze, and I apologize to ramble a little bit.
No, that's all right. It's been a long process.
Back sure. Question. So if you do the 50-foot setback versus the 100-foot, the only thing that came to my mind is right now you look at Munger Road, and it has this tree line type of a hedgerow.
Right.
With a 50-foot setback, does that will there still be some kind of tree line or hedge,
so,
or will it be all open? That was the only thing.
There's no trees coming down.
Correct.
On Munger Road. The trees go up about two-thirds of the way.
Right.
And then the top third, we're actually going to plant trees.
Okay.
So we're actually adding trees there because we understand, you know, people are going to, people do use
when they drive
old airport space, but also, you know, maybe there'll be other things. Since the town owns property that you want to do in the future, so we want to reduce the visual impact there. Good question.
I think it's a good thing. Probably the most opposition you're going to get is from the old guys that sit there and kill for deer. So you're going to have to do some planing.
Okay.
Are you looking for a motion?
I would say so, to adopt that resolution.
I'll make a motion to support this setback agreement to 50 feet. And also include in that we have Bob Richards sign this as our duly authorized agent.
Second. I'll second that. Questions?
Okay.
Comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Yes.
And part of your motion is Bob
is going to be the duly authorized agent to sign for the
select
on this particular.
Gotcha. I hadn't turned the page.
You can sign that one.
Sign that one. Give it right back to me. I'm pretty sure it goes to general. I'm looking to see if you can get a signature for that. That's right.
One of us are Wendy Lewis, so we will have to take that back.
Either one of us. Cat started to.
Got it.
We appreciate the attention to detail of the landscape. And I think the biggest complaint that I hear around town is the visual and how solar projects look and having the trees, certainly.
So we'll have them there. We're also going up Scotch Hill Road. So really, it's as you come down Scotch Hill Road, the one place where you really see something of the scale that we're talking about is with that elevation and looking down. So we're actually going to put some extra trees. The Robert family has agreed to allow us to put some trees up there too. So that there'll be a little bit of making. You know, we're trying not to overdo it so that you can still see the valley from some angles. It's a beautiful valley view. It's just trying to do some interruption. So that, anyhow, they have smart guys that do landscape plans and, you know, I think you're gonna like it as we, you know, roll it out, get it to you in more detail.
My family farm, that's where my father grew up.
Really? They've been really great to work with. Sheldon's, you know, the first that we worked with, and obviously, tough passion where the passion. Jeff's been great, and you know, great family to work with. So.
Thank you for coming.
Six or seven generations.
Yeah. Well, we owe them our water.
Understand if we're playing around on Motor Road, don't mess with the water.
Don't mess with the water.
We do understand. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for being here. Look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Amendments to the agenda.
No, sir, none tonight.
We haven't.
No, that's the spirit. Approval of the minutes of October 1st.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of October 1st. That's written.
I'll second that.
Additions, deletions, corrections.
I have a couple. Page one, I think it's the second paragraph. It looks like Mr. Shaw stated that he's not asking for money from the town, state. It says of feds. I'm pretty sure it was meant or it was probably the computer just automatically.
No, it's a typo.
On page two, the part on the recovery home discussion, when you get to the very last paragraph where it says Mr. Travers made a motion to support the request.
To not support.
What it really was, Mr. Travers made a motion to not write a letter of support for the transitional housing. There's a big difference from not supporting and not writing a letter. And also where the last sentence that said the motion failed, no, the motion passed. Not to write a letter of support for it. So, and those are the only.
I read that 14 times and I didn't catch
it. There was a lot going on. You did very well capturing everything that was going on.
Do not.
Non-support.
You want to take out the word support?
What happened here? It said right after made a motion to not needs to be inserted, write a letter of.
Okay.
And then delete the request, and then the for transitional housing is good.
Thank
you. Yep.
Correct.
Those are big ones.
Oh, they're not as great.
Well, that was a tough one.
It was a lot to catch.
It's a little wild. Everybody understand what changes are?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Okay.
5 minutes for public comments.
Yes. My name is Jonathan Tillowitz. I'm a resident here in Fairhaven. As you all are probably well aware, I was arrested on 8/13 and or 8/30, cited for disorderly conduct. I'm here to let you guys know how and what the outcome of that was and is. The outcome is all charges have been dropped against me. The court found no probable cause for the arrest, and that's going to lead to an unlawful arrest lawsuit against the police department and the town of Fairhaven. I haven't got documents I'd like to present to you. They are not a complaint. They are not considered service in any way, shape, or form. This is just merely for your reading pleasure. What is contained in here is the arrest paperwork, the state's paperwork, the amended charges the state hit me with, and the judge's resolution.
With all due respect, John, I know if you're going to sue us, I don't think we should take anything from you.
No, that's your attorney talking to our attorney. We don't want anything from you.
Right. So keep it, and we'll get stuff from our attorney. Because I'm afraid we're stepping on attorney's toes right now. I want to play this by the rules. So. No offense, but we're not going to take anything from you. Thank you.
Okay. It's witness we'll contact get... you there. Enjoy your evening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Just a quick comment. I know the last meeting there was a lot going on, and not to beat a dead horse, but I just wanted to make sure that the public will be warned if Mr. Shaw comes back in to try to get that letter of support, that everyone will be warned and there'll be a special meeting for that.
Well, it may not be a special meeting, but it'll be in a different place.
Okay, that's all.
And it'll always be on the agenda, and we won't make any moves without an agenda item for sure.
Okay.
And that includes the Planning Commission if it gets to that point, too.
Okay.
So you'll see it both ways.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey.
So, on that note, One of the things that I was, Lillian had brought up what I thought was a good point, maybe a little overdone, but I think it was a good point. How soon can we get upstairs ready for just such a situation?
A long time.
Well, they were working on that. They were doing cameras today, right? And it's one of those things where we want to get it as soon as we can, but we're dealing with staffing as much as anything.
Well, I was just wondering.
And then we're also well, and we're also, if I'm not mistaken, we're also
sorry.
Like,
just, I'm
go.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're also waiting for heating. From or heat pumps and things like that up there, right?
I remember you guys saying something about that. I'm just wondering, is there some kind of timeline?
Has the non-tubing wiring been removed first?
I'm not sure. It's not functional.
Again, this is 5 minutes for public comment, not for discussion on something that hasn't been warned.
Well, we can answer questions. I mean, I don't mind that.
So the answer is no, we don't have a time.
We don't have a time. Okay. Any other questions? Anything else? Okay, moving right along. Department head reports. Hey, looks like you went.
You're the whole
show. Yeah, where's everybody tonight?
I'm not sure.
You're the whole show.
I'm the whole show.
Okie dokie.
Be quick tonight. We'll talk a little bit about recreation. Reese, our new rec director, had what he was calling a roundup up at Aubuchon, where you know they round up your bills with so many pennies, and then just hand that extra off to you to the town. He raised $2,000 from that, so Aubuchon is going to send a check for $2,000 to the recreation department. We thank Aubuchon for helping the town with that. We wanted to make a point this year that we expanded soccer. This is a much improved soccer program this year. Better equipment, new balls. We're working on better jerseys. And Reese also expanded the number of games. So those of our kids that joined the rec, they actually got more games this year than they did in years past. So
do you know the age groups, or it's more than one age group? Or
there is more than one age group. I don't know the breakdown.
Okay.
So moving on to my office.
5 minutes. Oh, no, sorry.
Do I have to be done?
No.
While we were cleaning out the second floor, we found some information about Munger Road. Apparently, back in the 90s, the board decided to make Munger Road Class 4 road. I did send that to the state, and they'll accept that as, you know, putting Munger back on our list of roads. They're just going to want a survey, which I do have a survey from most of the road when the town did some work out at the airports. We're getting closer. That's been a long process, but we're getting closer to buttoning that one up.
If the guys Solar project want to chip in, they're more than welcome.
Yeah, they should have a survey, which I've asked for. So folks don't freak out or get too upset. It is coming on time for our fall work, and the fountain will be removed from the park. It's getting cold. We don't want that to freeze up. Restrooms are going to be winterized here pretty soon, and then the water is going to be shut off at the cemetery and at the dog park in the next couple weeks. Just to get everybody a heads up on that. Fall grading continues. You will see the guys out cleaning out storms and street sweeping if you haven't seen them already. They got the bobcat, put the broom on it. The Doosan, the loader, also has a bucket they use. Fiscal year 24 audit began. Darcy, the new accountant, and myself are sending the auditor their requested documents. On November 12th, we'll have Ron Smith come in. He's going to be talking fiscal year 23 audit, which was last year's. Yeah, he's a little behind this year.
Fiscal year 23?
Yes. He'll be coming in to talk about that, as well as 24.
23, 24.
Yep.
Okay.
He's coming in to report on fiscal year 23-24.
Right. Fiscal year 23 and talk about fiscal year 24.
Well, it's 23-24.
23-24 covers our fiscal year from July 1 to July 1. Is,
yes.
It's 23-24, right? I'm just trying to, because it's not a calendar year. I know I know the question you're asking.
I'm still on the mistake on the minutes.
Don't let it bother you. Shake it up.
They're starting 24-25.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is the current.
We've received the certificate of completion for the park lights and parking lot project. I'm thrilled to say that that project is done. We're putting a pin in a lot of these. The culverts, if you've not been up to Scotch Hill Road, the culverts are in and the road's been raised, so it's not a, that belly's gone. Next week they said they'd get there and pave. We might have to give them a little leeway. Because sometimes paving doesn't happen on time. So next week, maybe the week after, we'll see what happens. Let's see, the MOU for the school, I reviewed that, sent that off. I'm having them put, so there's some information they want added to that to protect the kids' identity, the children's identity, in case something happens on the playground. We don't want people to be able to, you know, ask for public records and then see the kids. So they're going to add some language to that. I asked that their lawyer add that because we're not the experts in that that field. And at 11 o'clock this morning, we sold the River Street property, and that check is deposited into the town bank account. And that's what I have for that.
Question for the GM?
I have one question. How's the pickleball courts coming along? Are we getting a lot of who signed that? Is that started?
Yep, they're up. People have been using them, and I got good feedback from Miss Pedroni.
Laura Pedroni.
Yeah, Laura Pedroni. She said her and her partner out there playing. Yeah, they like it.
Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can get down there and take some lessons.
I just wanted you to know that I've heard some good things about it down here. So it's being talked about.
Good. That's better than not. Other questions for town manager?
Roy. Old business, I don't see any. And I don't see any new business except for the budget review, which is next in line. So are we going to, are you texting him now?
Yes. He was on his way and he had a football game. He said he would be here.
So, as it is the next thing, and the only thing, Jenny, you want to go ahead and start? Just give an overview and just let him catch up with you and get here. We'll get around with comments at that point.
Yeah, well, you know, it gives me a good opportunity to talk about. Yes.
Yeah.
So just before the meeting, I put a couple of very colorful sheets in front of you. Looks like that guy. And then the capital budget plan is also in front of you there. But what I really wanted to talk about, which is a difficult thing we deal with, are these two sheets that have our budget numbers on there. What Public Works does, their labor, which is what you're looking at, the total labor for Public Works that we have to pay their salaries, is how we break that labor out across all of the lines, right? So summer work, winter, public buildings, public equipment, hydrant, cemeteries, transfer station, a little bit from Muni Airport, the airport work, as well as our sewer and water line. Every year I take the total lot of money, and then take a six-year average and then allot those funds across those lines. So if you look at there's a fiscal year 26 on that budget, that shows the percent of money that's going towards the total DPW salary. That's the total percentage going towards summer work. So 39% of our salaries go towards summer work. Fiscal year 24 was also 39%. All right, so we're just taking the average over time. This is why sometimes you'll see one, I don't know, we can use hydrants as a good example. So in fiscal year 26, we see that went up to 3%, while in fiscal year 24, it was not zero, but very close to zero. We anticipate doing more hydrant work, so that percentage went up. But overall, we take an average. So when you see some numbers up and some down, that's why we're taking average of where salaries are actually spent. Does that make sense? Every year I try to make this more clear, and every year I make it more confusing.
Once you sit down over coffee, really look at it, it makes more sense.
So I did do just I do my own little graph to make sure I'm kind of on target. And the difference this year as opposed to fiscal year 24, everything is within 1 or 2%. Except for hydrants and sewer. Sewer was actually down 7% and hydrant was up 3%. So we're pretty much on target where we should be.
Good. I'm drawing a blank. TS.
Transfer station.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, it's a lot of guys though. That includes our cemetery guys, Joe Festa, all the DPW, you know, Bud Holland. It's everybody, Jim.
Yeah, I higher end of the pay scale too as well.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
For the actual DPW budget, just the highest of high level. The DPW budget is actually down, as it sits now, down 2.49%. And you'll see some of the labor lines, like summer work is down a little bit, while public work equipment was up about 10K.
While we're waiting for Nate, and we talked for a few minutes about something when I was looking at this budget. I also looked at last meeting that Joe handed out a capital reserve piece of paperwork. I was curious what the rest of the board members thought of. I'm thinking of past budgets that were done, what we take and beat each other up a little bit, going through each of them. Then we finally get to December, where we talk about capital reserves. By that time, we've come in and had department heads ask the world, we cut them back, and we got there, and then we look at our capital reserves and say, geez, we got no money left to put in there, and we've been putting for 3 years. A lot of them, we're really hurting in the reserves. But I was wondering if this time, what your thoughts were as we're doing this, that when we do each of the groups, like DPW, and we start talking about, hey, can we take a little out or whatever, taking it out is not taking it out altogether, but thinking in terms of like on public works, vehicle and equipment, and the capital reserves is down to, I don't know if that 51,000 is a real.
That's a real number.
That's a real number, okay. It's down there, but if you looked at last year, we probably didn't put anything in it.
Yep.
I don't know if we put what you put in it.
We
had quite a few that we zeroed. We had quite a few that we zeroed out in order to get.
We zeroed out all of them.
We zeroed out just about everything is what I'm talking about. What I want to do is, we don't have a whole lot of money, but if we're able to find savings in this minus 2%, I'd like to try the earmark, like if I can, for example, I can come up with $10,000 worth of the numbers here that we can save on DPW. I'd like to earmark $10,000 over here. Just put it there to say it hasn't totally lost on the DPW, but we're finally getting, it's a way of getting the capital reserves back working again and getting a certain amount going there, and I was just curious what you guys thought about that approach.
I hope I 100%. I think we should.
Yeah, I don't think we can afford not to.
I mean, we
come up with some money.
We need to put money in our get a. We took for all the right reasons during COVID and everything, and we took and we brought what we were putting in reserves right down to zero. And I think we did everything but one line item. We put 10 grand into
streets and sidewalks.
Streets and sidewalks.
That's the only thing
we need. We need to get back with some money coming out for different things. So when we talk about, we're going to do public works tonight, but when we talk about when we do the fire department, when we do the police department, we think in terms of how do we, rather than waiting to December and saying, well, we've squeezed everything as tight as we can, now we got to come up with some money, put in the reserve accounts. I don't know if that might be a little late in the game, and maybe we can make it easier on ourselves a little bit. Just getting those
choices. It's not a stupid idea at all. The first thing that jumps out is the salary. The salary is down. It's not down, but it's down from the request, I guess, or from 25. But it's also, if you look at the actual, because, we only used 116, so there may be some wiggle room there. Why not? Don't say that to me.
We
stop. No. I'm on your side. If you say it to him, we'd understand.
So we have to pay. So this goes. So this is the hardest thing to talk about.
I know that it's split out.
It is. But so if you take $10,000 from a line, that's $10,000 is not going to somebody's salary. So you've not budgeted your salaries. That number is the total salary for public works.
Right.
If you cut any of these lines, you're cutting somebody's salary. You're cutting their salary out.
Right.
And we're obligated by the union to pay that salary.
Okay. That's okay.
You can move that money around, but you can't just smash it out.
And what took me a while.
It's too bad. There's some serious money
there. It just moved.
But man, when we looked at this overall, we'll go line by line as Nate gets here. But it's one where it looks like if one went down somewhere, and the ones I like to use is sand and salt and gravel for wintertime. If you look, we decided to use less salt and more gravel, but that's because of the way the freezing rain was a year ago. So it looks like salt was way down and gravel's up. So when you look, the same money's there, but it looks like it shifts.
Yeah, it's not gravel, it's sand.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though it's called, it's sand, but even though they call it gravel. I'm just saying that there could be some different stuff. Just talking in general before Nate gets here, too, if we're on page one, and you look at the bottom of the page of 030 on the 56.20 outside ditching. I sat here in quite a few meetings, Rich, and listened to you talk. Ditching is important. We got to do ditching. And there's absolutely wasn't anything there. So I, one of the few times, and you're going to be shocked that I want to put something there. I got once we get Nate here so we can find out. I'd rather have him here to talk to us, and here he is. So your timing is perfect. You knew I was going to steal some money from you, so you came in right at the right time.
There's not much money to steal.
There isn't, but I you know me, I'll squeeze that penny until it cries.
But outside ditching would be another vendor coming in to ditch for us. The ditching in-house is already in the salaries and in the equipment. Right. Automatically, it's all they plan to put.
Well, here's where, but I'd be telling you that if that's the case, that's probably why we don't do enough ditching. You got to pull it out. If it's going to give it attention. Pull it out and put it there, and that makes you say, "What's the plan? What are you going to do? If you're doing this right here, it's costing this much money." And when you do it as just general work, you mean it. Everything's well-meaning, but there's always a fire every day to put out, and you don't necessarily get to get there.
Agree.
So, I again, we'll
We'll come back, but I got a proposal for putting a little, not a lot of money, but putting some money, a little bit of money there. And but I wanted Nate here to talk about if where I was going to steal it from. It doesn't change where what the bottom line number is. The other thing we talked about, Nate, before you came in here, is any money that we're talking to try to slide out here, we want to take it out in one hand and hold it so that when we have the capital reserve discussion in December, and we have to talk about where is the public works capital reserve equipment account, which is pretty low, how are we going to get some money in there? And I think we'll have spent all of our money if we wait till December to put money in there. So what we're going to hear us talking a little bit, that's what we talked just briefly in here. Hey, can we do, if we find a few thousand, can we possibly hold on to an earmark it towards capital reserve or not? So, okay.
Okay.
With that, want to?
I'm just going to start line by line like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are any comments, either from Nate, Joe, or any of the board members, just holler, or I'm going to keep going down the line. So at 5100, started out public work salary, not a lot we can do there. Public works overtime, this is admin. Any questions there?
No.
Going down to summer work.
Is there anything in public works overtime? Mine says zero.
Same.
Well, that's your public. If you're talking,
it's admin though.
That's admin, not overtime, no, for the, no, public works people. That's a, yeah, that's someone that's, oh, that's having a pencil pusher put, oh, some overtime to pencil. I'd rather have them push a shovel. And I that's probably over, probably an overdramatization.
I got you. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm back at summer work.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with salary. The overtime question.
Yeah, 4,000.
That is that.
Like, where are we at on our budget with that?
Currently.
Yeah. And I wonder as you're finding that, that this proposed overtime follow the 6-year trend. I don't see the 6-year trend chart.
No, I don't. I don't track OT on the 6-year trend on salaries.
Okay.
That can't be right. Maybe it is right. We're on summer work. We're currently over expended at $4,800. We're $800 over budget on summer work overtime,
yeah,
for this fiscal year.
And that's the 4,000,
right?
Is that because Nate, you're using overtime to cover that you've been short one person for a very long time, and in order to get the work done, people have to work overtime?
Yeah, it's covering up the person. And that, there's just so much, I mean, to do, even with the lack of help, even if we had another person, I mean, there's just so much, we're always behind.
Right.
I mean, it's just nonstop.
But I...
Is that 4,800 cover from July 1 until the end of this summer? And then we have to think about the second half of summer and the June end?
There will be a little bit on that end, yeah. We'll be moving into winter work here in this month and next.
But I like the idea that we keep the 4,000 there. I thought also we were hoping that by switching in the summertime to the 4-day week, and we could be more efficient and therefore maybe not have to lose as much overtime. Now, maybe that was just wishful thinking from a cheap guy like me. But that I was hoping. But the bottom line, that 4,000, I'm comfortable with that 4,000 not staying level, not changing it from what we put in, even though I know we spent, when you look at your actual, and that just tells me, okay, maybe, I know there's always work that needs to be done.
Does that 10,000, is that part of the when we had the blowout?
It was
We had the water main break and everything else. I'm just saying that, right, there was enough flyers there. I don't want to get where normal is 10 grand in overtime. But that's just running your, it's not a good way to run your business. And so I think 4,000, I should be there. We should try to live to that 4,000. Long-winded answer to your question, Chad. But that's just me.
Any other comments about that?
No.
Let's move on down the line. Holler out if you've got any kind of questions. And it does say gravel, doesn't it?
Yep.
Which is the sand, right?
Yeah.
Are we talking apples and apples here?
Yeah. But before I get to gravel, before you get to gravel,
sure.
If I can have under 030/511021.30, which are the signs, I see we put 1,000 in for 2025. Want to increase that to 2,000. We've gone from actually spent almost close to 3,000, 2,800 in 2024, but only spent 361.50. I'm just saying, are we trying to catch up on all of our signs in 1 year, or are we I'm looking at that saying, okay, we anticipate spending another 2,000. I know we ordered a bunch of signs. Are we anticipating, Nate, ordering a bunch of signs again?
Yeah, I was just wondering, if we skip calcium chloride and paint.
Oh, okay.
We
skipped those because we didn't have a problem with what the numbers you had there. If you got...
Oh, okay, then. So I just didn't know what the...
No.
Okay.
Essentially, we're just... If somebody's got a problem with the line item,
With what we've got in front of us, move on. If you don't, if you've got a question or clarity, then that's why we're picking them up.
Yep.
Well, I got a question about the calcium chloride. I had it so in mine, I budgeted for some anyways because we sprayed dirt roads.
Okay.
So that's where the chloride comes in. Either the flakes or we buy the liquid form and spray the Chevy.
Can we take under your winter work, can we take out of your salt and where it says you're proposing $60,000 for salt that you... make that $50,000 and put the $10,000 back and or whatever. I don't know what calcium chloride sells for.
We have a calcium chloride line item in winter.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So you have 1,000. Why wouldn't we? Oh, okay. So are we trying to get it in two places?
Because it's two different.
No, because you got
one summer, one's winter.
Oh, okay. Yes. You're putting the calcium chloride so you don't have dust.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm with you.
Okay,
you're doing dust. You're doing dust control. Cool. Yeah, because I mean, I didn't think. What do we got for dirt roads?
We use a lot of it, like for the airport road, and we got 6 miles of dirt road.
In Brooklyn Heights.
Brooklyn Heights Airport Road and the up off the end of Sheldon Road is our dirt roads, right?
Well, we got like Lewis Lane.
Lewis Lane's not maintained by the town.
Huh?
Lewis Lane's not.
For now, Lewis Lane. I was thinking of Lee, Criven, Brooklyn, Marhar, Woodland, Potomac, Highway 14. I know. I think Bidwell. This way, that way.
It looks like in 23 we didn't put any salt on the road, calcium chloride, right?
We must have probably took it out of a different line item then.
Well, I'm just looking at what's here, and it said we put in the budget $1,500, and then we spent $35.97. So are you saying you want to put $100 for calcium chloride or $50 because it doesn't look like we're using it. I'm just.
We must have just started out a lower line on it. I mean, we have two tanks down at the garage and there's 3,000 gallons of bees. That's usually $1 a gallon.
Then if we put it in the other, I don't, you understand where I'm going?
No,
I don't want to double pay. Yeah, I'm not saying don't put it on the roads. I'm saying if you already got it, if you're getting it done, it looks like you're getting it done somewhere else. Continue getting it done.
Yeah, if you want to take all of it out of wintertime use, then that's more than fine.
But that's not showing here. The actual is showing, and the wintertime is showing zero as well.
Which can't be,
So that's the only thing I'm having.
Well, that's a counting problem. Some they're using it.
And is it showing up some?
Yeah, so I think we got to.
Unless they're taking it out of salt.
Unless they just took it out of regular salt.
Oh, regular salt.
And that could be why when I looked at a wintertime salt, that looked like a pretty good sized number. Even that, we only actually used 38,000 and we had 70,000 that we thought we'd use. So I'm still.
Yeah, that goes by, the years old. I mean, you can't predict.
Right, because I look back at fiscal week 23, that 70,000, you were pretty close to that back in the actual on 23. So I didn't look at that as a huge flyer. I just.
Let's settle the question: is do we want to put something on that line item? Or
I don't want to
take it back.
If it's been getting done in what was there, the only reason I put something there is show me where I'm taking it from that's already in the budget because I don't want to spend it twice.
Good.
So what are we knocking back to put some there? And I don't know what are you recommending you need to have put in that line item?
We use a brake temper dust control and we use it for spraying the road and the flakes themselves. I mean,
but are you using 500, 1,000, 2,000? What do you use? How many dollars worth of
just well, usually brake? Burn two tanks a year, roughly. But that's winter and summer. It all depends. Like, it's hard to answer, really, because I don't, you know what I mean? It all depends on storms, how often it rains in the summertime to keep dust down.
It makes sense to me to not put it in the summer and just steal it from the winter. That if that's okay
because
with you.
Because we don't have to put more money because we're not spending what we have.
Let's do that until you run into a problem. But I think that's an accounting deal and it's not that big of a deal. It's the same. It's coming from the same place. It's just we're charging it all the winter. That doesn't sound like a huge.
I'm gonna circle that as we had some discussion. But.
Anything else? Anything else we can chew you down on?
No.
I've got 030-511-022.00 repair and maintenance supplies. That we had 7,000 down there, we spent 5,600 fiscal 24. I want to bring that 7,000 back to 5,000 and take that 2,000 and hold it in that little kitty we talk about for capital reserves to start building the pot.
They use more than 5,000.
And when you start talking repair and maintenance supplies, Nate, what are the repair and maintenance supplies there so I can get my head around what those supplies are that we're spending?
So I'm just taking over right now. That ain't just for the small for the equipment, I think. Right, Joe?
No, that's not equipment. This is stuff like hay for when you guys put hay out to grow grass or boards to use for framing around concrete. It's those small supplies you use to do the work on the roads.
Oh, yeah.
And the only reason I say it looks like it jumps from, I only have two data points, but it looks like it jumps from using 10,900 to 5,600. There's a big, in 2 years is a big difference. And I'm going, okay. Is there, There aren't going to be many opportunities to pick up some money to put in our capital reserve. There's one opportunity. And I want to recommend we take 2,000 out of that and make that 5 grand. You still have the 2 grand, but I want to put it in your capital reserve.
Is all so instead of 7, we're going to do 5. And then the 2 is going to go in capital reserve.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. At this point.
At this point.
Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
It's reasonable. We can get away with it. You're going to stick that.
I then come down to 511022.40. It's gravel, maintenance supply gravel. It says we want $8,000. We use 1,253.
23.
We had the 23. Is it my understanding that's when we had the water line break and everything, and that's all the gravel? That's a lot of gravel. We have 6 miles of dirt road. I'm just wondering where the gravel's going. That's a lot of gravel. And I was looking at that 8,000 being more like our budget for fiscal year 25, 3 grand. In other words, I want to take $5,000 out of that, put it with the 2,000. Now we've got $7,000 in our capital reserve. That's my thinking. And feel
hold
free.
Hold on. Say that again.
I want to take.
The proposal is 8,000.
The proposal is 8,000. I want it to be 3,000. I base it on that we had 3,000 was our budget for fiscal year 25. We had a flyer for that 22.9. The only other actual I have is $1,253. There's a big. Those are pretty big swings.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they are. How's gravel as far as price? Has it gone up a lot or?
It's gone up a little bit. I had a bit of a tonnage. But we use gravel for anything from the water and sewer, the shoulders, the roads, for the
all your
grading. And I mean, gravel's for multiple.
Again, I'm not saying you don't. I'm just trying to find where we take the money that we had in here.
So why don't bring it down to 3, why don't we say 5 and then the remainder put in towards capital reserve? So that, because that accounts for.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing magical about the 3. Take and make that 5,000 if you're not comfortable. If you think 3,000 wasn't quite enough and make that 5,000 and we put 3,000 with the 2 and now we're at 5. I'm okay with that too. I just want the discussion. I don't want
to. Right, so if he's saying that, you know, gravel's gone up a little bit and I'm sure it's going to go up again and they use it for multiple things.
So without being able, not trying to plan for that big flyer out of the ordinary, because it's pretty hard to do.
Right.
I'd say, but let's give it,
go at 5.
Let's make it 5K. And so we went up 2,000 over the 3 that we had for fiscal year 25. I'm okay with that.
So we don't know how we're going to end up at 25 yet anyway. Is this 3,000 going to be a fair assumption?
Currently, because we've been doing a lot of shoulder work, our current budget is, we have 3,000 in the budget. We've spent $4,700. So you're $1,700 over currently.
And then when I looked at this one right here, I was scratching my head, Nate, saying, did we get up on Bigelow Hill Road? Did the rain wash all the gravel away and we had to put a ton of gravel back there? That's why
6 should probably be
this year, where we went for
the gravel, a lot of that stuff too is like the outside. For like the ditching too, though, the stone, like 6-inch stone, all the ditching stone,
big stone.
So do you,
that gravel covers like a whole different line item.
Shelvin Road to Bigelow Hill Road, there's got all kinds of stone and ditching and everything. You're saying that, but that's done now.
So knowing that, do we want to go to 6 on that instead of 5?
Well, I'm not ready to go to 6. I'm saying we had some money, so we spent it, yep. And then we've already got it done.
The thing, like, well, we still got, like, the ditching and stuff, but that never happens. It's like we were on Highway 14 a couple weeks ago, and we talked about that and stone it. And hopefully, Scott Schill, if the grant goes through and nobody got it out, we got a ton of ditching and stone, because that gravel covers a lot of the shoulder
support for 6-inch or bigger, so we get from Champlain to Big Rock.
See, I hear you. But when I go to jump from 3,000 to 8,000, $5,000, okay, tell me what you're doing. I'm doing this road. I'm putting X amount of gravel. It costs this much.
But it's not just a gravel. It's a stone.
Stone. Okay, I'm going to go do this road, and it's going to cost me for stone ditches. But I don't see that plan. I'm just saying, put the money, and we'll try, and we'll kind of figure it out. I don't figure it out, and I'll go find you the money. But I don't want to just throw money and say it's there. Now we can do it. Again, it's not going to get us money for our reserve. I just think
so.
Whether that's 5 or 6,000, I think there's money.
So we're at almost 5,000 right now this year for 2025. We budgeted 23.
Correct? But did we do stuff out of the ordinary that we weren't normally going to do?
It's the maintenance that we need to do that we haven't done.
Right. So it's stuff we put off.
We put off for years and had to go and do.
Yeah. Okay. Not to drag the conversation longer, but to make the point that this kind of stuff is like the tree we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to put money in there. And then the tree comes up or the ditch needs to be relined. And then it's like, we got to go find money somewhere. And then I'm $5,000 in the hole, and I'm $7,000 in the hole, and then we're over budget. And it's like, why are you over budget? It's because there's $7,000 and $5,000 in the hole.
All I'm looking for, here's the plan. Here's what it costs. Work the plan. What I'm uncomfortable with, I don't see the plan.
But I don't think with this, there is really a plan. I think it's kind of a regular maintenance thing.
I can't be that specific.
Not with this, you can't.
So it's kind of like we did. 80 feet of call rope on the water hose, use the gravel and stuff for that.
Well, that turns into quite a project.
Was that a flyer? I don't want to build in the fact that I had something that I went and fixed, drove the price up here. So now this is the new watermark for the price of what we have. I'm saying we can't afford that.
Well,
but we still got
We still have choices.
You still got to fix the road.
So I have a bank that's filled it in on Scott Hill right now by the Roberts firm.
I know. I haven't got it. Filled the culvert right full, that bank? We've seen that full culvert. Where it slid right down. You used to have a culvert there. I understand. So what are we? Are you saying you're not comfortable with taking anything out of there?
Well, we could do 6.
I would think 6. For 6,500 and put to 15 in that reserve would probably be reasonable.
6,000?
We still got, because we're almost at 5 right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the year is not over.
So let's do 6 and see where it is.
6? So there's 2,000.
I'm okay with that.
It's better than not. It's better. We're better than we were.
So that's gonna give us another 2 down here.
So we're at 4, right?
For 4 right now.
We're 4 now. The next line item, 030, and holler if I'm taking too much air time, guys.
No, I think this is very important.
0351103, small tools and equipment. I'm looking at the past. $4,000 is a pretty big hit. Barring the discussion, what I was looking is turn that to 1,000 and take the 3,000 and move it down under outside ditching. So I've got $3,000 for, and when I looked at outside ditching, I was thinking some of the money that we're talking about that for the gravel, the stones for the ditching and the slide in front of the culvert at Roberts's, that's what I thought outside ditching was. I wasn't looking at outside ditching. You're talking, it's not outside outdoor. It's paying someone to come in and do our ditching is what I think.
Well, that's what I anticipate.
Which one are you talking about? Tools and equipment or?
Well, I'm talking affecting two different lines. I want to take money out of tools and equipment and put some into outside ditching. You know how we sat here a month ago, Rich, or 2 months ago, and talked about wouldn't it be great if we had a full 3 days a week we could go do ditching?
I agree.
That never happened.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. So I think our ditching is going to be some of it we're going to do, but some of it we're probably going to have someone do the ditching. That's that. If outside ditching means paying to outsource it, can't do outside ditching unless you got some money set aside.
So what do you want to do?
I want to take the 4,000, change to 1,000 under small tools and equipment, and put the 3,000 down at the bottom. I asked the question.
The next line down?
Yep. I asked the question of why 4,000, because I heard that we were looking for a new tamper for sidewalks.
Well, for another jumping jag.
Huh?
Another jumping jag.
Yeah. And I'm saying
that's for these sidewalks and
I'm saying it'd be nice to have, but if I'm going to prioritize, do I get a new tamper or do I do something about our ditching that keeps our roads that we are losing?
Yeah, but you need the tamper to compact.
We have a tamper, right? So we're getting an additional tamper.
The double the time, that was the reason why I put it for it.
I'm just throwing out, I know there's more I don't know than I do, so you can tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm okay with that. But buying a tamper that we may use if we put a sidewalk in ourselves and tamp it, we're going out and having someone put the sidewalk in, they already got the tamper. I don't need to buy a tamper. I've got X amount for streets and sidewalks, and I'm going to have them come in and do my 75 feet or 100 feet of sidewalk. I don't need a tamper either. Right?
So we put 10 grand away to do our own sidewalks. So for the town people are doing that, or the town.
Well, should be, but we have 10 grand so that we could do our own. I'm saying what would 10 grand get if we went and did the other stuff we needed to do? Because when we're doing sidewalks, there's a lot of stuff we're not doing. We're not ditching. We're not able to do quite a bit of things.
Yeah, but that goes with anything, though. I mean, if we're out grading, that we're not doing this.
Understood, but I'm just saying answer is we do it all ourselves and we got to buy a bunch of equipment so we do it all ourselves, I'm not so sure we're the most effective. Are we the most efficient people to put sidewalks in?
I don't think that we have got enough help to do that.
We don't have people to do it in the first place.
That's what I'm saying.
So we'd have to outsource.
So let's get back to the line here so we can at least go forward. So your proposal was to take that 4,000 and make it 1,000.
Make it 1,000.
Put 3 down at the other purchase services,
yep.
Correct?
That's my proposal.
No, that's not what your proposal is, moving it to ditching.
I'm moving it to outside ditching.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I know it's not a popular thing when I say sidewalks aren't a high priority for me. Ditching, roads, water, sewer, that's a high priority for me. And we put $10,000 into sidewalks, put nothing into ditching.
Okay, so
we're losing roads all over the place here because we don't have the right ditching.
$3,000 there. Okay. All right. Everybody okay with that?
I'm just throwing that out.
This is the first time through, so.
Yeah.
Believe me, this will not be the last. But these are reasonable proposals. You're not getting crazy on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to get crazy. I really.
I appreciate that. Anything else?
Nope.
So on the next line, other purchases and services. What's that include?
That's 5,600, I'm sorry.
I just kind of like know what that includes. Public purchase services.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Rich, I don't know off the top of my head, but I can get you, I can tell you what we have.
Is that the people who come in with our storm drains and blow out our storm drains that we have to pay for?
No, the striping comes out of paint.
You know I asked your name?
Is it street sweeping?
It could be anything like that.
See, I thought it might be.
What about your water main break?
I just, it looked like it was level funded, so I didn't have a problem with it. It was the only one I saw in 45, and it looked like we were actually spending.
Well, it'd be easy enough to just find out.
Yeah,
what we used it last time.
Because the reason this sticks out at me in 2024, it was $6,000 budgeted, and we actually spent $3,500. The following year, 25, we budgeted $4,500. I'm not sure what we spent at this point.
Go to do, what was it? It was
other purchase services.
56. So I just, depending on what that is, what we've spent, there may be some money we can save there, but.
Well, yeah, currently we have no expenditures of that money.
We haven't spent a dime.
No, haven't spent any money.
And we're halfway through the season.
Good point. Is there some money?
The springtime order adventure.
Is that a spring?
Yeah. Well, I'll have to look it up. I honestly don't remember what we were taking out.
Let's keep it there, but that looks like an opportune moment. I have a question on the paving. Next one, the outside road work. What if we added 13,000 for that, make around 200,000? What does 13,000 extra dollars do in that line?
Which one?
Well, our doctor said they're around 41. We took roughly the bad section of Scotch Hill Road, about roughly 4,100 feet, is like the worst, the whole road is bad. But anyways, so around a little over 240,000 for 4,100 feet.
And that includes what, Nate?
That's all roll tilling, bull nagging, and 4 inches of asphalt.
Same thing as we did on West Park Place this year.
That's why we're not just going at it.
Right, we can't.
We want to do it right, because we've done it wrong in the past. We're not going to do that wrong again.
$240,000 by 4,100 feet?
Yeah, 4,100.
4,100.
22 feet wide.
$58. Is that good? $15? I don't know. It's good. Just, I guess, a benchmark. How much feet do we want to?
How many feet you're going to help? Because if you end up having to do it yourself, you gotta have a dollar. Yeah. I understand.
Well, I'm all for doing more. As much as we can.
Yep.
I want to see before I start adding money for additional paving, because I'm hoping we get our Class 2 paving grant and our big paving project.
What does it say?
It's going to be. I think we have two things that are going to happen in paving. Scotch Hill.
Okay.
And the airport road, when they get done fixing, you clean the highway, how that's all. The airport road was supposed to be done 2 years ago. We keep pushing it out because we don't want to put new pavement and then tear it all up when you.
Right, but once people are traveled, though, Scotch Hills.
But if you haven't been, Airport Road, once they fix the water problem, the state is going to be coming in.
Yeah, and we're Airport Road's a dead-end road, essentially, basically. It's Scotch Hill. I mean, we talk about Scotch Hill every meeting.
I'm just telling you that Airport Road was prioritized to be done 2 years ago. We pushed it out for 2 years. We could push it out another year. And I'm good with that as long as we still have work that needs to be done. We're not going to put new pavement down and tear it up.
Holding our breath for that. Class 2 paving grant might never come.
I'm not sitting here confident.
We gotta put Airport Road back because there's gonna be a lot of construction vehicles going up there, and there's gonna be Green Mountain Power is gonna be up there. You're right. We don't want to do. They're gonna nasty that road up hard before we get a chance to fix it.
Maybe we can get a little contribution from both of those people.
I don't know if we answered your question.
Well, after they pounded it. What's that?
When you want to wait after they pounded it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We don't want to put money.
They're not giving me.
We go put new stuff down and they beat the living heck out of it. I don't know.
Well, I didn't hear a whole bunch of enthusiasm to add 13,000. So we'll. The problem is,
if we have 13,000 extra money and we get all done.
The problem is we're well over the threshold of 200,000 a year, and we haven't gone there. We haven't gotten there yet. We keep staying at 180, 175. And the truth of the matter is, $200,000 worth of paving isn't a lot.
It's not a lot. It doesn't go very far at all, as we can tell.
And so we got to start thinking that at some point we're probably more realistic as 300,000 and settle on 200,000 and 250, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
It'll be your guys' problem after. So we're moving on.
Thanks.
So we're raising it up to 240.
No, we're not. We're gonna have hard enough time, folks.
He wants to. He wants.
We're gonna have a hard enough time. We put this final budget.
No, we're not.
Oh,
no, we're not. And I want you to stop thinking like that because it's negative Nelly stuff.
Money doesn't grow on trees. We can't have this tax and spend approach to the
it's
budget.
Not tax and spend.
It is.
No, I'm not gonna argue.
It's right.
That's a terrible argument. Well, it's maintenance. It's not anything but maintenance.
I just disagree with you. I
know
that. We can do a lot better.
You two need a timeout?
No.
Better corner.
No. We just have two people on different ends of the spending scale. No. Someone thinks it grows on trees.
I don't think that at all.
It's staying right where it is, right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So if we just find some money down, maybe we can head to that.
When it wasn't Slate Valley, when it was Fairhaven Grade School. Every year, we had three or four different reserve funds. And every year, those reserve funds went through with no problem. Why can't we do the same for the town?
Our town budget only passed by three votes. And in our reserve funds, we zeroed everything out except for $10,000 for a sidewalk.
I think
if we want to continue to put and get a vote voted down time and time again, because it will.
Down. It hasn't been voted
it
down.
It will get voted down.
I
don't think so. I think
people are more willing to say, hey, we're doing the smart thing. We're putting a little bit of money away now so that we don't have to put a big expenditure on.
The thing that I don't like about that is this: we don't govern by referendum. So Castleton puts every line item on their vote. So you have to vote on every single item, and it's a terrible way to run.
It is. Town. There's no way you could possibly understand. So, every line item. If we didn't have $350,000 of appropriations, we're arguing over $13,000 to get us to $200,000. But we throw $350,000, close to $400,000 a couple of years ago on appropriations.
Yep. And that's
what I struggle with is how in the heck can you run a town like that? I just don't.
I agree. And it's very difficult. It's money that we don't have, but it's just a philosophical argument. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't like the idea that the state of Vermont, the Vermont towns, nobody runs on referendum voting. Out west, that's all they do, and nothing gets done.
Nothing
gets done because once you vote on one thing, somebody else comes up with a petition to recall that vote, and it goes back and forth forever, and nothing gets done. This is representative government. We're the representatives, and it lays on us to do that. And that's why we
beat our heads together. We're actually At the end
we're
of the
not
day,
that far apart.
At the end of the day, we're not.
No.
I just thought it would make.
Like, it lays it on other people, too, but it's just difficult to budget that way. And I don't think it's the right way to go, personally. I don't know how you guys think, but I'm just
saying. I agree. I think it falls on us to spread the word about how we reached our budget conclusion.
Right.
And, you know, the fiscal responsibility that we have to not only keeping costs down today, but planning for future.
Yes.
Right? And if we can be more transparent with folks out and how we talk about our budget, and if folks are willing to come in and listen to this process, I think they'd see, hey, we're cutting it down, but we also want to, you know, save ourselves the trouble in the future.
And
it's not like we're buying frivolous things.
I think reserves are very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think we're gonna have to fight the vote this year too, even though there's nothing, no place to get it. But I mean,
it's cutting down really looking for the future, though. I mean, that's
right.
You're cutting everything down so bad. I mean, how can you say you're fighting for the future?
Right.
Well, I think we're gonna be operational now, right?
Yeah, but like right now, it's like you're just trying to hold on to everything.
Yeah.
Like, there's no looking forward to, like if we didn't get grants, there'd be no projects now. You know what I mean? Like, there's no self-help. Like, everybody talks about Scotch Hill, but we don't help ourselves to do Scotch Hill. Like, we know the pricing, but it's like, we just talked about, we're going to keep the budget at $187,000. But when we ask townspeople for $50,000, a couple times the last few years, it gets passed on that because they want extra pay.
I don't know. I think the reason it gets passed when you ask it on appropriation,
well,
people think that money's already there somehow. They don't equate that to their taxes for some reason.
We're getting into Phil's philosophy.
It's
a reasonable question.
Can we get into summer work?
I don't see why not. Are we still in summer work, or are we out of that?
Do we have some trees that we're planning on?
I was going to say, are we going to
what?
Yeah, I was just saying the increase in tree removal.
Yeah, we added an extra $5,000, so it's up to $10,000 now.
Do we have trees already identified?
Yes.
Oh.
And so
one tree costs
it
us $11,000.
$11,000 to do. That's why you didn't give me the I'm trying to cut your tree. I'd be hypocritical if I said take it out. So,
and there's also we have been for since I've been here inspecting the trees in the park to make sure they're all healthy and then trim it up as needed. So some of that money will go to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So $10,000. Is everybody good with $10,000?
Because the $5,000 we have in the budget, we've already overspent.
No,
we had to overspend that.
I understand that. Should that be a little more?
And that's why.
We don't, at the risk of sounding rude, just because somebody comes up and says, hey, that tree needs to be cut down, does not mean we need to cut the tree down.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So we can pick at it year to year.
I understand that.
Yeah. I've had one young man come and tell me that we need to cut a tree down in the park for the last 7 years. And it's like, I'm not cutting that tree down. It's not ready.
So we're good with 10 grand?
I'm good with 10 grand.
Just curious, when you do cut down a tree, what happens to the wood? Can you sell it? I mean,
I think the town guys usually get it out there.
Last month we just get the landowner.
Oh, well, the landowner get that, yeah, but I mean, like one in the park or something like that.
We sold
I know we have before, I know we did. Okay.
I'm just going to say that.
Well, I was thinking more of the stuff.
Some of what we've done, not very good firewood.
No. I was thinking of maples.
Last tree, there was that locust, they think.
Yeah.
They came with a log truck or something like that. They took it out of there.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Okay.
Winter work.
Winter work.
I had two that I highlighted. One was 030, 51, 40, 21.10 saw, because it showed 60,000 that we're proposing. Last year's budget was 70,000, but we only spent 38,000. We were 70,000 in 23. My question, Nate, was more, and I highlighted it, not saying take money out of it, just to ask the question, is it because we changed the way the winter was and we used more sand and gravel and less salt? Because it looks like we didn't use.
No, it's definitely the opposite. We try to get away from the sand. We use more salt, but we just don't have the winter. It doesn't stay as cold as long. It's just not the same as it was 15 years ago. For a solar unit. I mean, we use the ProMel and stuff like that, the Petri roads and all the, you know, stuff like that.
So is that 60,000, can that number without be a little bit lower? We're sitting here looking for forecasts for this coming winter out there.
40.
And they're saying, you know, well, probably, are we planning for it to be similar to last year, colder than last year? I mean, this, I'm just saying.
Well, usually these numbers are like a 5-year average or something like that.
So we're saying last winter was really the flyer. See, I don't know. I only looking back to 2023.
Well, I believe you're 70 years.
But what got me, we've had about 3 warm winters. And it looked like in 2023, we spent close to 70,000 for salt, but we only spent 5,800 for gravel.
I don't know about you.
So guys. It looked like you switched.
I was down salting more than anything last year. Any freezing rain or anything or pre-treatment, I spent more time salting than I did plowing last winter.
It's the sand and the salt, so, not the gravel.
So that 18, so when I look at the under the gravel, because the two I have is salt and then the 22.30, which says the gravel we've been using right around 6,000, but last we actually used 18,000 in gravel. And so I'm saying something out of the ordinary happened. Why aren't we putting 6,000, taking 2,000 out of that?
Where are you? Yeah, we don't use gravel or salt for better roads.
Okay, then what is that gravel in the wintertime being used for?
I don't know.
I don't see gravel.
Winter, 030-5140-22.30.
I don't know your numbers. I'm not. Oh, 58. Okay, I see. Okay.
Now, so I haven't seen sand written anywhere, so I figure they use the word gravel when they should be
right under salt.
No, the sand is right
sand's
up,
there.
Up okay. There. So that's
all. So for some reason or other, we used it was a flyer, or back in 23, something out of the ordinary, but it looks like the way we put the budget, 6 grand is the right number. It jumped to 18 on winter gravel, and then we moved it up 2,000. And I'm just trying to understand why we do that.
So are you okay with the sand and salt?
I'm saying I want $2,000 taken out of the gravel line. If you don't take the $2,000 out of that, I want it taken out of the salt line. Because we came, and that salt line, I'm trying to understand why we're not taking probably 10 out of that.
I don't know about that. The 3 and 6 year average for salt is like $58,000. It's pretty consistent. I mean, last year was a blip, but
So I'm back taking 2 grand out of the gravel.
But I mean, 22,000 in the summer. That's a lot of gravel.
We went through a lot of gravel.
Yeah.
Well, I made a joke with Joe of something when I'm trying to understand the gravel and say, geez, are we letting these rains wash the gravel right down? There's got to be a big pile of gravel somewhere. If we're putting it on the roads and the water's washing all the pile, I'm visualizing, let's go get the gravel back that's been washed off because we're putting a ton of gravel down.
Bank wash.
But I'm just, all I'm looking for is, can we take 2 grand for that money that we're sitting aside? I think you had 4, 2, and 2 grand again, and we're up to 8,000. It looked like it wasn't a stretch to change 8,000.
We're up to 4.
The same that we had in 2025.
So if you take that out, then you're up to 6 for your reserves, right, whatever.
I think that's a safe cut.
Take 1,000 out of the
gravel
line. Out of the
just a summer work. Oh, okay. Now we're in
winter.
You're
in winter.
Why do we need winter gravel that much? You're not.
That's what you're saying.
We got more for the winter. We do it for the summer.
Well, I something out of the ordinary had to have happened for that 18,000. That looks like a flyer.
I don't understand that.
And I'm just saying, looking at how we did the rest of it, I would expect that we'd level it at 6. I'm not ready to say go all costumes.
But hold on, guys. Let's keep it one conversation at a time.
If we put it to 6, I would recommend the 2 that we're saving, put it into calcium chloride. We're using 2 trucks of calcium chloride a year, and we've only got $1,000 left.
But up in winter, where we're not spending anything?
We do, though.
Winter and summer, it's these two truckloads throughout the year. So why does it matter if it comes out of winter or summer? It's all being used throughout the year anyways.
I hear you saying we're using it.
How much
it's got to be coming out of somewhere.
How much is a tank of... You use 2 tanks of calcium chloride. Say 2 tanks. What's that cost?
The pro mill is roughly around $1 a gallon.
How many gallons in there?
There's 3,000 per tank.
And we need this budget for that somebody.
Yeah, but again, 6,000, I come back to the explanation that we've been doing it somewhere. It's coming out of some place, and I don't see the place. That's what's bothering.
Yeah, nobody's asked my opinion, but I think it's probably come out of salt.
I think it's been taken out of salt. I think that huge amount that we have up here, and even though it's only 38, okay, it's coming out of salt.
I wouldn't stress out.
And if I have no problem with putting 2,000 under calcium chloride, like you were saying, Chad, as long as I come back up and say, well, okay, and now I want to take 2,000 out of salt, I'm still going to get 2,000 to put in the reserve. I'll take 2,000 out of salt then. Because we only use 38,000. We had 74. Let's take 2,000 out of that, and let's do 5,000. Let's do 55,000 for salt instead of 60.
Can we, from an accounting perspective, just put calcium chloride in with salt and remove the calcium chloride line?
I would love that.
That would be good with me.
It's when talking with Nemrick and dealing with this budget, there's a lot of lines that we don't need. They're all just, for some reason, boards in the past wanted to break it all out.
Right. Salt to salt. Like, realistically, salt and like your sand, can that calcium chloride all be one line item? It's all used the same, you know? Instead of breaking it down.
We'll just leave it at.
But then if you take that out, that means I get that $1,000.
I get
that $1,000.
Leave it at 60. Okay. Leave it at 60. Take the 1,000 from calcium chloride. And you wanted to do 2,000 on the gravel, right? On the 6. So
that's correct.
That's 3,000.
There's $3,000.
The gravel was moved to 6.
Yes.
That's in winter maintenance.
Yeah, which may be high, the reserves. Which is a good place to juggle later.
Okay, and then sand. 13,000 in sand. We have got an awful pile of sand down there. Do we even need that?
Did we just? Good question.
What's your thought on that, Nate?
No, I wasn't planning on ordering any.
He was not planning on ordering any winter sand this year. Well, yeah, we're going to put 13.
We're going to put 13,000. Why don't we?
Why don't we take that 13,000?
put it in reserve.
Why don't we do this?
Or just paving.
There's
a great point.
You said you want to start, we should start being closer to 250.
The thing I would caution against,
but we're not,
that you're gonna have to buy sand sometime. So you know, if you add and subtract it's a rise lower,
eventually so we're gonna
percentage increase.
Right.
So why don't we do this? Take
20,000 out of that.
Yeah. Instead of what do we got there in sand now? We've got 13,000. Why don't we go way low this year, say 5,000, just to keep placeholder there and take the 8 and put that in.
Because here, when I look at the actual of 8,000 right here, take that 13, make it 8.
Okay.
And take put the 5
down there.
Take the 13, make it 8. Make it 8,000, I'm proposing. And that way there, you've got 5,000. The 5,000, put it with what you have. And I think you're pretty close to that 10. Down 104 for the reserve.
No, you're 12 right now.
Yeah. We're better yet.
We're going to just, I don't want to burst your bubble, but we're going to add some money to the reserve account no matter what.
I will reserve my comment on that until we get, because there's not only what we were handed out to look reserved, there's that one pager where we say, here's the mins and max.
Yeah.
I may agree with you when I look and see where we are in the mins and max.
Yeah.
Overall,
yeah.
We've got two things to do. We've got some money in there, but we've got to start putting money into a lot of accounts that we haven't been.
We're going
to
have a reappraisal.
But we have to look at our cheat sheet that we've used that says, here's the minimum amount and here's the maximum amount.
Anyway, so we're going to put the 5 down there.
We're putting the 5 into our capital reserve. Yeah. Perfect.
So sand is going to go to
8,000
and 5,000 is going in reserve.
That's correct.
Okay. This is 12, right? 12.
And I'm good on page 2.
Anybody got anything else there?
Where is the 5,000 going for both reserves?
Reserve.
We're rolling into that DPW equipment reserve account that we'll talk about in December. But sure, it's going to be your money. But I just
it's going to be
we're setting it, pulling it out here, so we got something to give you in your reserve account.
Okay, yeah. Public Works equipment. All right, I'm sorry, did we do all the building?
No building. I left them all the same.
I'm on the same page, too.
Okay, so we're going to 3, we're going to public works equipment. We're going to keep all the building stuff as is at this point. Okay. And start talking.
First one is more of a question. I'm not looking to take money out, but when I look at the public works salary, and Joe did a nice job of trying to tell me how I got an increase of 52.2% on that salary. You want to share, or if someone share that with us? It's an accounting thing. How would you do it?
This goes back to the average how much we spend each year over the last 6 years. This did go up a little bit. Well, it went up 52%.
That's a little bit.
By quite a bit.
That number is big, but let's see. Your public works equipment, if you look at the over year to year.
Yeah, 6 year.
Actually. Yeah, it's 9% this year, and it was 10% in 2024. So it's actually down 1% as compared to the whole salary. You see that big increase because we are doing more of our work in-house now, even beyond just the general maintenance that the guys are supposed to do. We're doing that little bit more advanced work. So if they got to replace some big cylinders, or I don't know what we do. Do we do our own brakes? Depends on what it is.
For little trucks, not for the big.
Like right now, and we put that brand new plow in the skid steer.
So. Yeah, so it's that kind of stuff. It saves us money from taking things to the dealer, to a shop.
Yep. So if we were to take money out of that, all you're doing is shuffling it one way or another.
It's going to go to repairs or maintenance, or it's going to go outside purchase services, or whatever you want to call that.
I'm good. I just noticed it was a
Anything else on public works equipment? Okay, hydrant replacement is looks like you're going to do some work there.
Yeah, 39. Let's go 030, 5910 hydrant salary. I'm looking at a bunch of small numbers, but what we're proposing is 10,000. Just was looking for an explanation of what that was.
Well, that I want to get out of the program is replacing some of these. Because we got hydrants in town, especially on the south side. They're the old quarry hydrants that have been outdated and can't get parts for. That means like caps, stems, anything. So once they break, they're out of service and they're no good. So well, I was hoping not- like either. Because like a Mueller right now, last time I priced one of them out, it's like $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the hydrant, so that's not even breaking ground. So, I mean, there's a lot.
Let's not get behind on that. That'll cost everybody insurance. Yeah. We used to do three or so in a year.
Yeah, it's like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Is that 10 grand doing two or three of them a year?
It's 3,500 a piece, so that would be just shy of 10 grand.
But that's just for the hydrants.
That's just the cost.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not the salary.
That's not the salary for. But I only reason I highlighted it, and I know the hydrants are important and we need them, we have to do it. I was just looking, the numbers seemed so small.
Because they haven't been doing
less than $500.
But they haven't been doing them.
And we're going to now put 10,000.
Yes.
When we go and do them with our short staff. How much realistically are we going to be able to do?
A couple?
Have someone put them in? Because I'm not saying it doesn't need to be done. I'm just.
Is there a balance that needs to be struck between salary and equipment in this section? $4,000 in equipment, if we're going to do some replacement and repairing, $6,000 in salary.
If we hire it out, what are we doing paying salary, right?
It'll just still come out of there, right?
It'll come out of that account?
Will it come out of that salary account? Or
do we,
I don't think so.
No, it shouldn't, technically not.
No, I'm just, it looked.
Where are you going to, say if we start doing it tomorrow, where are you going to take it out? Just water lines? Distribution?
I don't know.
It has to come out somewhere.
Well, if you guys do it, it's right where it should be. You know, the problem is
well, not
don't
for these numbers,
and it looks like we haven't had time to do it.
Salary.
So
you guys have money in here to buy it.
Well, I got 10,000 in the grade area.
That's yeah, cool. That good. Yeah,
but it doesn't show any purchasing of.
My question is too.
Do you have hydrants that are okay to use?
We got one down in the garage right now.
So I know they do, you guys do work for wastewater and water. So, but why does the water department have a line item for hydrants? Because that, why not? That's water.
It is. They have a line item for water lines, but the hydrants, for some reason, have been stuck into public works.
That should go to water. That's water department. That's not. I mean, I know you guys essentially would do that unless they're hired out. But that's a water department thing, not a.
Which I look at it. Which is maybe why we don't see any equipment or machinery and equipment cost in this one. Because you're looking at 70. Are you looking at what? What'd you say? 35
fire department.
35 apiece. $7,000.
Not necessary. So
you've got one. So you need two more if you're on that schedule.
Hydrant.
Yeah.
So is that in the water department or?
I don't think it is. I'm
fire department. Nothing.
The cost of the hydrants itself.
Right, because the water department flushes the hydrants. They do all the maintenance on it. So that should be a water department thing.
Let's look.
But I'm wondering if the water department treats our DPW as an outsource, if they're outsourcing to DPW.
Right. Well,
that's why it's showing up here.
The hydrants, okay.
Right,
for some reason, the hydrants are always
always in DPW budget. I don't know why.
Right.
So, but they,
well,
they
that's why. That's why anything. I'm asking. That's
yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
why.
That's a water department thing. I mean, I know they got the equipment to swap it out, but that's water department.
Well, you're right.
Because if you don't, you guys don't flush the hydrants, right, Nate? It's water department.
So, well, last year they did, but usually we do it.
Why is the water department flushing the hydrants?
We're moving, we're changing things.
It's public
safety. Water and sewer are doing their own thing.
It's public safety.
Oh, yeah.
Right, they should be the...
That's public.
Yeah, I was saying.
But
what Chad says is makes sense, too.
What's that?
It's public safety items.
Oh, wait, I'm not saying don't...
The fire department has to use
them. I'm not saying don't do it.
I think that's why it's...
Why it's house UWW.
I just would
that
like to see
this.
The only reason for the 10,000
is save us money versus hiring it out.
Keep the 10,000 in there, but somehow there's got to be a plan to we're gonna replace three hydrants. Don't care whether we get someone to do it because we can't, or whether we do it. But we sit here next year, there should have been three hydrants replaced. If there isn't, then we shouldn't have put 10,000.
Have we replaced any hydrants this year at all?
There has been no hydrants replaced in this town since 2017.
Hasn't been a hydrant replaced since 2017. So to me, everything I'm hearing absolutely needs to be done. And but absolutely need to, here's the plan right down to who's going to do it, and they're going to do it in this during, you know, this quarter, and we're going to do whether it's two or three. The fact that we are not looking to get caught up, and we're not going to get caught up in a year, but I think we ought to take our. I hear we got some pretty bad, two or three really bad ones. We probably
will do. Let's
should get them done.
Let's keep it here. Let's keep it here until we can come up with a
better way to.
The other end of the deal is we need to come up with money someplace in some part of this budget for two more hydrants that we don't have. We got one down there now. Right.
When we get to the water department, we can look at their budget for that.
They might have some.
Or fire department.
Some hydrants. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Everyone's going to feel an equal amount of.
Well,
this may very well be a good area where we could outsource this work.
Yep. Just took a class up in Barry with EJ Prescott on hydrants. That was really good.
Mm-hmm. And it's public safety. It's very, very important.
Yep.
We really shouldn't put it off.
No.
Yep.
So
agreed.
And maybe that's the idea is get us an estimate. Or a proposal or
from Webs or
from Webs, somebody
Prescott.
And whatever it is, you're going to have to, it's going to have to be bid anyway. So, right. And then we know we got to budget that much money outside purchase service. And we'll just do it that way. And then we can readjust this salary. But, anyways, let's do that.
And the rest of it, I'm good with the rest of it.
Yeah, I don't really have a choice,
though.
Okay, first chop. That wasn't too painful, was it?
And the number you came up with that for potential PPW reserve total?
12,000? I had 4, 6, 7, and 5.
12,000.
Oh, yeah. That's a start in the right direction. All right. We're done with that for tonight. Let's move on. Anybody got anything in the parking lot that I need to talk about?
No.
You already talked about the equipment fund itself like that?
We're not going to do that tonight, are we? Or we'll do that later in the budget, but... So far, you got 12,000, but it's going to be more. Wait a minute. Are you all right? You're starting to seize up there a little bit?
You did the clinch.
When we look at the...
Smelling poster?
You look at a couple more documents and see if the case is... Well done. I'm going to this week.
We'll get to you. All right. So nothing in the parking lot. Board roundtable. Rich,
I don't have anything.
Mike.
All right. So as probably some of you don't know, or if you do, I work for the Village of Poland. I am currently in the water treatment apprenticeship class with Vermont Rural Water. Been taking an exam prep class down in White River, and one of our water operators in this town is currently in that class, but not in the apprenticeship program. I've got a handout from my instructor on what the apprenticeship program is. I've been kind of talking with her. I talked a little bit with our operator, and I feel that it's something that we should look at getting Jeff into. So no decision needs to be made tonight, but just some information on what the cost is, what the benefits of being an apprenticeship program are. It's helped me tremendously. I've been about a year. Besides the OJT stuff that I get from having Vermont Rural Water offer this class, I get a computer, I get access to that, countless trainings. So I think it's something we should look at to get Jeff Higgins into to help him out, help him get over that hump and get his license. If you guys have any more questions, I can get Paula Jackson, who's the instructor, to come in Zoom, or she can come down to a meeting and explain it more. But this is kind of a breakdown of.
Have we gotten our chief operator in the water plant involved too, so they know?
I haven't. This is just the first.
I'm just looking. Part of the apprenticeship program is you've got the hands-on portion. So right. there's I don't want to go jumping out in front of my chief operator in the water plant I think it's a great thing, but I want to make sure that we've got.
I mean, all if the your chief going. Operator doesn't want, if he doesn't want to be a part of that, what does that say about training your employees?
I'm not saying he want or anything. I'm just saying that I don't want to.
I mean, you know,
I think the time you involve the department that you're going to use is up front when you're planning and talking, like right now.
Right.
We need to get a copy of this and talk to our chief operator. Don't we also have enough?
Yeah, that would just follow. This is just an initial
right.
thing.
It's just, worth, right. No, but this is something that I think we should look into to help our training out. It's only going to benefit the town and us.
We have a training. See, I'm just trying to understand where you are. We have a person working up there now that's going to classes, and
just
you're looking to make them an
apprentice. No.
Oh, he's okay. in the exam prep course, but he's not in the apprenticeship program. So the town's paying for the classes he's currently in.
Yeah.
This would access, it's, what is it, 258 hours of training,
yeah.
online, books, laptop, yeah. and there's that gives you access to discount codes for any credit hours. They put on the Vermont Water puts on hundreds of hours of credit courses a year.
I mean, this is a great thing. But I'm just saying. So when they come in and talk from water about their budget, there's money's involved.
Right.
In
that's a good thing. 3,000. I'm just trying to 3,000 broke over 2 years for the class.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, if we want. Discuss it more. I've talked with my teacher about this. She says she's more than happy to come down to a meeting or come in through Zoom because she is a
no. Probably, but at this point, it's probably a meeting between Joe and Mike and
which I say Joe, Mike, and Jeff.
And Jeff, yes.
And I don't know where they're at.
Then come to us with
right because they'll work out because I'm sure right. there's certain responsibilities that the
right.
operators got to track. You know,
it's like right. any yeah, I've got to enter my hours in. I'm supposed to do every week. I more like once a month. I like, forget about it, but you just will send an email like you're behind on your hours. But no, it's just something I think we should look into to help our trainee getting certified, because that the exam is very difficult. So any help, extra help, and Paula's come, she's come down to Pontley multiple times in the last year to help us, especially before we take an exam. The state offers it twice a year, the spring and the fall, or you can take it through PSI up in Burlington, Keene, or Albany, pretty much whenever you want, but most people do it through the state, because the state's like $40. PSI is $106 a whack for a computer, but with PSI, you know your results instantly. State takes about 6 weeks to, so. Right.
Okay.
But there's so some food for thought. And, yeah, that's what I got.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
You know, I haven't done it.
Okay. Okay. I'll make a motion
to I didn't know you were here already.
No, I just didn't want to jump the gun on you.
Do it.
I'll make a motion to pay the payroll for $36,665.05.
Second.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Make a motion to pay the general warrant for $96,040.13.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Checkbook status is $388,436.46.
Executive session or for personnel?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session for personnel under 1 DSA 313A1.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We are officially in executive session.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
Hank. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Let's go on.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Let's stop.
Right. Thank you.